We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Serena Saints. She is the San Bernardino Regional Director for Options for All. They are an organization that services individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and they have a special event coming up. So thank you very much for joining me today, Serena. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stephen, for having me.
Now, first of all, give us a little background on Options for All. How long have you been around and how did it all get started?
Sure thing. Over 34 years ago, a small program division of the Foundation of Education Achievement in San Diego embarked on a path towards creating universal social equality.
Okay, and when did it start?
Over 34 years ago.
And what was the impetus behind it? Who started it?
Well, her name is Nancy Batterman. She's currently our CEO. And what she did was it began with three individuals with severe developmental disabilities, and they were being taught vocational and independent living skills at an adult education center.
Now, individuals with disabilities, that is the main focus of Options for All, but give us a bit of your target audience, your target individuals. Who do you serve and what type of disabilities do some of them have?
Well, we service adults with developmental or intellectual disabilities over the age of 18. So some of the disabilities may be, of course, autism. They may have physical disabilities where they are in a wheelchair. They may have difficult learning disabilities and things of that nature. It just really varies.
And what type of programs do you offer?
Well, we have our community-based program, which is community engagement. This is a 3-to-1 program where our staff will work with individuals in the community. We want to encourage employment and our volunteer opportunities while also working on their goals and objectives.
Now, how do these individuals get in touch with your organization? How do you find the people to serve?
Okay, we have a collaboration partnership with the Inland Regional Center. So if one has a disability, they would reach out to the Inland Regional Center, and therefore we would receive a referral. We'll go ahead and do an intake process with the individual and see if they are the right fit for our organization, and voila, they're in the program.
Is there any cost to the individuals?
No, actually, from the Letterman's Act that was implemented about 60 years ago, it says that in the state of California, all persons with an intellectual or developmental disability will receive free services for the rest of their life. So this is free of charge for the participant.
Great. Now, what geographical area do you serve? I know it's Riverside and San Bernardino counties, but where else?
We also serve Santa Clara and Santa Cruz and San Diego counties.
That is quite a large area. So how many individuals do you actually serve?
We take care of about 1,300 individuals for the organization as a whole, but in San Bernardino and Riverside counties, we serve close to 400.
What are some of the disabilities? I know you mentioned them. Go over them again.
Sure. Autism, physical disabilities where they are bound to a wheelchair, disabilities where it comes to learning disabilities, as well as
things like cerebral palsy and Down syndrome, things like that?
Yes, Asperger's and things of that
nature.
Okay,
great. Now, what do you hope to accomplish through these programs?
We definitely want to give them employment opportunities, job skills training, life skills training, independent living skills training, and we want to make sure that we move them to the next level of their independence.
How do you deal with employers? How do you get them to take on these individuals?
Well, in each region, we have job developers, and they go out to educate the community on adults with disabilities and how they can assist with their company.
Are there any incentives for the employers to take on and employ these individuals?
Well, yes, we actually have a few programs out there. It's called a PIP program, where it's in a sense an internship for the person with a disability. So the employer, for about 6 months to a year, they would not have to pay our individuals. It would be more of an internship, and if they would like to hire them on, then they can go and hire them at that time.
Great. That sounds like a great program. Now, of course, you are a nonprofit organization, and you need to raise funds in order to continue the important work that you do. And you have a special fundraiser coming up. Tell us about that.
Sure. Our fundraiser, it is called Hilarity for Charity. At this fundraiser, we are going to be located at the University of Redlands, the Casa Loma Hall, located at 1200 East Coton Avenue, Redlands, California. The tickets are $100 for standard seating and $150 for VIP seating. Tickets prices include a hosted reception, free beer and wine from 6 p.m. to 6:45 p.m., delicious food stations catered by Bon Appetit, and a 45-minute comedy performance by Josh Blue.
Now, Josh Blue, the comedian that's going to be hosting this event, or at least performing at this event, he has an interesting story. Tell us about that.
Josh Blue was on NBC's 2006 Last Comic Standing winner. Josh has risen through the ranks to become a well-established headliner at venues throughout the world. Critics have said Josh is not a cerebral palsy comic. He is a comic who has had cerebral palsy. Josh does over 200 shows a year, continuing to spread laughter and break down stereotypes of people with disabilities. His stand-up routine is in a constant state of evolution, and his off-the-cuff improvisational skills guarantee that no two shows are alike.
And where can they go to? What's the website where they can go to get tickets?
Sure. They can go to optionsforall.org/events.
Okay, and what were the prices on those tickets again?
They're $100 for standard seating and $150 for VIP seating.
And I don't know if we mentioned, what date was that going to be?
Sure, it's on Tuesday, July the 16th, 2019.
And that's at the University of Redlands. And how are the funds going to be used?
All of the funds benefit individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities in San Bernardino and Riverside County.
Great. Now, if you could make one point as we close, if you could make one point as to how your organization is benefiting those with disabilities, what point would that be?
Our mission is to create and support opportunities for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities in making choices to live, work, and enjoy life in their community with dignity and respect.
Okay, and great. Once again, let's reiterate to when that fundraising event is going to be. It's a Tuesday, July 16th at the University of Redlands.
Yes.
And what's the address?
The address is 1200 East Coton Avenue, Redlands, California, 92373.
And that will feature NBC's The Last Comic Standing winner, comedian Josh Blue.
Correct.
Okay, very good. Serena Saint, San Bernardino Regional Director for Options for All, an organization that serves individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And we've been talking about their upcoming fundraiser. So thank you once again for joining me today, Serena. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.